Tonight's opening prayer is an amended version of Rael Nielsen's A Prayer for the World. Take a few deep breaths and close your eyes. Divine parents of all life, thou who art the light that shines through and behind all things, we pray that your wondrous power may fall upon our troubled world and fill the hearts and minds of all those who suffer and are in need. We pray that you might manifest a healing light through us and give comfort to those who are sick. We pray that you might uplift through our actions those who feel abandoned in loneliness and despair. We pray that through us you might inspire those who have the responsibility of world leadership, that they might contribute to bringing lasting peace to our planet. O wondrous divine, give us the power and the strength to reach forever inwards and upwards, towards our inner light and your outer light and love, so that we may always be mindful of the oneness of all life and the part we play and the power we hold in bringing your light and love to earth. For the greater good of all, and in accordance with thy will, so mote it be. Amen. Take a few breaths and open your eyes. This evening's earth healing meditation draws upon the practice and technique of spiritual healing, whereby we allow ourselves to be used by spirit to become the vessel and channel only through which the divine light flows. Rather than holding a fixed idea of where you feel the healing should go, then I would encourage you instead to simply let the healing flow to whomever or wherever on the earth the healing wants to flow to, where spirit feel it is most in need. Take a few breaths then, get settled, close your eyes, and I'll find us some music. Take a few slightly deeper breaths and close your eyes. Bring your hands into the prayer position level with your heart and ask for spiritual healing to be given to the earth and the animals, the people of our planet and the vegetable kingdom, including the kingdom of crystals and stones found on the surface and deep within the planetary body. Ask that this light and energy come from the divine through the grace of your healing guides and angels for the highest and greatest good. Now bring your hands to rest on your lap, palms uppermost, making sure that your shoulders are nice and loose. Bring your attention to the space directly above your head, where the crown chakra lies, and see it in your mind's eye, coming into ever sharpening focus. A dazzling star, a brilliant white light, your spiritual antenna. As you breathe in and out, imagine white light streaming into this chakra from an omnidirectional perspective. In front of you and behind you, to your left and to your right and from above. Endless and infinite streams of brilliant white light flowing into the crown chakra and down through your central energy channel, the Sushumna, through your head, into and through your brow, down through and into the throat, and down into the heart center, where the light and energy begins to coalesce and pool. Here then, add to the light your own love, your own compassion, and let the light divide, flowing up and across the shoulders, down the arms and into and through the chakras of the palms of your hands, where it pours like brilliant ribbons, brilliant rivers of light out into the world. Streams of light flowing out, out into the ley lines of the world. Streams of light flowing onwards into hills and valleys, to woods and forest glades, to caverns and caves and rivers and streams. Light flowing into your crown center and down, through the brow and throat and heart, across your shoulders, down your arms, out from the palms of your hands, deep into the earth, high into the soaring sky. Endless light flowing to people and places, war-torn and weary, to homes and cities ravaged and destroyed. Endless light. White and pure and powerful, flowing outwards across seas and oceans, to pool and coalesce in deep trenches and underwater ravines, to focus and gather in the hearts and minds and bodies of men and women and the animal kingdom, healing them, filling them with grace. Light shining and shimmering in the stones of the earth, hidden, seen, ignored, loved, destroyed. Pay no attention to where it goes or why. Remember that this is no concern of yours, but rather focus on allowing the healing guides and angels to take the power that flows through you and direct it to those places in need. As the channel of the light focus on keeping breathing in and out and allowing that flow of light to move through you and out into the world. Breathing in, breathing out, and letting the energy flow. Now allow the final remnants of energy to flow down into and through you, letting them journey where they may. As the last vestiges of power ebb and flow and fade, ask that you be wrapped in a bubble of protective light, holding a little of the healing energy deep inside for yourself and also for those you might encounter in the week before you, who might be in need of its power, grace, and love. See the white light energy weave around you now, holding you in such a field of power and light. See also a little of light stored deep, deep inside. Now bring your hands back into the prayer position and give thanks for the healing that has flowed through you out into the world. See your chakras beginning to return to their normal default setting. Take a moment to ground and center yourself by breathing some energy into the solar plexus and sacral centers and down from the root through the legs and the soles of the feet as deep red lines of energy far and wide into the earth like the roots of a tree. Protect yourself in your usual way. Take a few more deep breaths. And when you are ready, open your eyes and return. There is no denying that your world is in great need. But we mustn't become despondent. We mustn't sink into despair. Rather, we must use this bad news as motivation to rise to the challenge of contributing to the solution, rather than sinking and becoming part of the problem. Every time we hear something on the radio, see something on the television, read something in the newspaper about the plight of the planet, about war and destruction and famine and plague, we must send up a little prayer, close our eyes, and for 2 or 3 moments, send light to the situation. Petition the angels and their grace for assistance. Call upon the masters and the divine. These little things done that take no more than a few minutes to do have more power than you might suspect. For energy follows thought. And angels and masters can only act in certain situations if they are given leave and dispensation through the free will of man, through your petition and prayer. And light, powerful and potent, can be released when it is done so with intent, in seconds from the human heart, and have a powerful impact upon real world and real time. When we fool ourselves into thinking that we are powerless, that we can do nothing to change these grand events, then our energy contributes to the solidification of the problem, makes it more powerful, gives it more force. That is why we must not allow ourselves to wallow, to fall into fear, or even worse, into depression. We must focus our thoughts on the positive, on the light. We must see in our heads and hearts the world how we want it to be. We must hold the vision of our ideal for the future. Now, I know this is hard, and I don't imagine for a moment that everyone will be able to do it all of the time, and that is acceptable. That is human nature. But if we can try to remember, if we can try more often than not to focus our thoughts positively when we hear this kind of dire news, if we can begin to condition ourselves to react with light and love, then we can begin to tip the scales and change the world. The power rests in your hands, in your hearts, in your thoughts. Remember and act and believe in your power. In love, then, and in light and truth, I leave you with these little words and hope that they will contribute to the manifestation of greater things.